Hello, Audio Boo. I'm just having a blast with this accent tag. Listen to all these different regions. It's really kind of funny. This is really kind of a fascinating thing for me because I come from a multicultural family, and I have relatives who just really have always massacred certain words. It's kind of interesting to see, even throughout parts of the U.S., how... of course, people say things differently, and I'm used to it, but I don't expect that when I assume that somebody's from the UK. They're all going to say things the same way, and they don't. So it's really interesting to see that any region that's populated with people from different places can really, really have altered pronunciation. My grandmother raised 6 children here, and she could not say her own son's name. His name was Eugene, and when the phone would ring from my uncle, she would say, "Chuchin." For all the many, many, many decades that my grandparents lived here, neither one of them could say it. So it's just interesting to see how we carry our regions with us. My name is Raquel, and on Twitter, actually my name is Raquel, my friends call me Rocky. On Twitter I'm Rocky G. I spell it with a Q, because I'm strange. And I am what we call a transplant, so... I also carry my region with me. I was born in Minnesota, which is located in the Midwest, way up north on the Canadian border. But I have made my home for the last, more than 20 years now in the capital of California, which of course is out on the West Coast. Nobody knows where the capital is, but everyone knows where San Francisco is. We're not too far. So I really do carry... words with me from the region I was born, and I see it here reflected even in this list. Thank you very much. I was born around the time of Woodstock, the real Woodstock, not the fake one, the original one. And so I really see some funky anomalies in my pronunciation. I would like to say absolutely, unequivocally, no, I have no accent whatsoever. But I do find words that still to this day that I use that other people kind of look at me cross-eyed. So here we go for the list. I say ant. I say roof. People say roof, but to me roof is the sound that a dog makes. And I've always found that one really interesting because we say foot, but we also say boot. You don't put your butt on your foot unless maybe you're from, from Ireland or Scotland or somewhere. Forgive me, guys. I'll stop it. Theater. Salmon. Iron. Caramel. Water. Fire. Let's not talk about that word at all. That's one of the words I still cannot say properly. Data. Ruin. Crayon. New Orleans. Pecan. Both. Again. Probably. Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminum, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, envelope, doorknob, polka dots, and swag. Californians would probably say swag. Swag. I can't do it like swag. They say bag. I say bag. It's my Midwest coming out in me. What we do to a house with toilet paper is TP it. The fizzy drink, I say pop. Californians say soda. And so when I say pop, they look at me very strangely. Gym shoes, they call them tennis shoes. Sometimes even bastardize it and call them tennies. Don't ask me why. And my parents are mom and dad, or my more formally mother and father. So do I have an accent? I hope not, but the answer is most likely I will always carry some of it with me, unfortunately, forever and ever. So it's been lots of fun. I'm really looking forward to hearing what people have to put up here. This has been really, really intriguing. Take care, guys.